Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Wild Ginger Running YouTube channel, live broadcast and podcast. Today, we are talking about how to fuel right for an ultra with nutrition expert Gregoire Goyo from NAC, which is this year's live broadcast and podcast sponsor. So how are you doing today, Gregoire?
I'm doing great. How are you, Claire?
Yep, I'm really good, thank you. I did some hill reps yesterday and I fueled myself with none other than this NAC bar beforehand, and I achieved a spectacular performance, if I must say so myself. So, what is it? We're going to talk today all about how to fuel yourself using some of these NAC products for an ultra, because you are sponsoring the UTMB series all over the world this year, so people are going to be able to pick up some NAC products there. If anyone wants to try them pre, because obviously you've got to try before you step in races, use code WildGinger Running for 15% off at uk.nac.com. First of all, we're just going to chat a little bit about you, Gregoire, and what your role is at NAC and why NAC is special. So, first of all, what is your role at NAC?
Yeah, so I'm the Product and Innovation Director at NAC. So basically, my role is really everything related to R&D. So I'm creating the product, working on the nutrition internally, but also with our athletes, supporting our pro athletes, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, a very, very wide range of things to do, but everything related to sports and nutrition, yeah.
Awesome. And what is your background in nutrition? Did you study it at university and things like that?
Yeah. So my background is a food engineer. So I have a master in food science and et cetera, from a university in France. And I have more than 10 years of experience in the food industry. So originally my specialty is really to formulate products and make sure that they're balanced in terms of nutrition, et cetera, so generally speaking, for any food product. When I joined NAC like 2 years and a half ago, I kind of like specialized in the sports, which is like a passion of mine since I was a kid. So it was nice to be able to join two passion in one. So my background is more a little bit of nutrition, but more into the food science, the ingredient, the food product itself. Yeah,
awesome. And what do you personally, like, what drew you to NAC as a company? What do you like best about their products?
What I love about NAC, I think it's to be able to develop product that's, well, first, the environment has always been a big part for me. So developing a product and always have the environmental aspect, the impact aspect of it in mind, I think it's very special. You don't find that everywhere, and I think it's amazing because it adds more challenge than a normal food product. So that's the first part, and the other part is like being part of like a sort of mini sports team, I would say. You know, so you make product, but you know that they need to perform. You know that it's kind of like making almost like, I don't know, a race car. or at least feeding a race car, because we're feeding pro athletes. So you're kind of like making product, developing prototypes, testing them with the athletes, and make sure that they fuel properly during a race. And it adds more pressure, because usually athletes tend to like blame on the nutrition when something goes wrong, you know. Not all of them, but like it's an easy excuse. So like you're always having your finger crossed when there is a race, and making sure that they have everything. And we know that our job is to put them at their 100% during a race, but when they're not, well, you're always worrying that, okay, was the nutrition okay, you know. So I think it's very special. You don't have that in any food company. So yeah. That's what I love about NAC.
Yeah, you're not going to get some commuters saying, oh, that salad from Marks and Spencer's didn't fuel me for the rest of my meetings today, did you?
Exactly.
Exactly.
And my favorite NAC product that I think you were asking for, I think I have two types of products. The first one I eat really all the time is the waffle.
I've only got
incredible.
Two of these left. I'm just having the waffle here. I've got the salted caramel flavor, but there's also a chocolate flavor as well. I've eaten all the chocolate ones.
So the waffle are definitely my go-to every time you need, you know, you have a coffee, you need a little snack. They're just so easy to have and easy to eat. But I think the product that I love the most and I'm the most proud of at NAC are the purees. Because of the nutrition, because of the ingredients, because of the story of it. So yeah, I think the purees are really the my favorite for now.
Yeah, so the purees are interesting. I've tried these. This one is a sweet potato puree. It's butternut squash. And this one is the apple and the maple syrup as well. So the apple is obviously just like pureed apple, so you can kind of imagine what that will taste like. But I did not know what this one was going to taste like. And I was kind of like, oh, I don't know if I want to eat it because it's just potato. But I tried it and it's like a lovely little soup. It's like a cold soup. And I thought it was delicious. So this is the thing I like best about NAC is that it's not as sweet as all the other sports nutrition that is usually out there. So for example, this bar, this sort of peanut and chocolate energy bar, it's got chocolate chips in it, which I heartily love, but it's not too sweet. You can just eat this at your desk, which is, it's a bit dangerous really. The only thing that's quite sweet is the waffle, and you know, you're opening a waffle and you're expecting it to be sweet, so that's kind of like a nice thing. There's a few different choices there, I like the fact that they're not so sweet. We've just had someone on the live chat, Alex. She says she's excited to try the waffles on her long run tomorrow. That's cool. And we've got a question from David Pollard as well. But we'll come into some questions when we're talking about the ultra side of things. But we'll just talk a little bit more about the NAC products. Because on the website, I was reading that the first ultra energy bar that you made, so these are the ultra energy bars, that was made using cricket powder, because cricket is a very sustainable source of protein, the insect cricket, not cricket bats. So yeah, are they still using cricket powder in these ultra bars? Or like, what's gone on with that?
Yeah, we are. So basically, NAC, we started in 2016, and originally NAC was just making energy bar using cricket protein. So the idea was that our two founders were triathletes, and they were preparing for the world championship, and they were looking for like products that were respecting more the environment, not using animal protein or animal origin ingredient, etc., and they couldn't find it. So they decided to make their own product using cricket protein, because at that time there was a lot of studies and things like that coming out about using insect and trying to integrate insect in the more Western world nutrition, I would say. And that's how NAC started. And basically from 2016 to 2020, we're only doing cricket protein product, and that's only around that time that we changed and we I would say extended our or with Horizon to other type of ingredient, and to really specialize in the trail running and the ultra trail running. So we're still using cricket protein in some of our products. So we have actually have two other bars and one ultra recovery, so protein powder using cricket. For now, they're only available in North America, but we're gonna be normally able to send cricket product to Europe and to the UK very soon. So you'll be able to try that. But they still exist. They still exist. We have two bars. One is almond chocolate and one is banana chocolate with cricket protein in it.
Yum. Yeah, that sounds amazing. I did try a cricket protein bar a long time ago. This is like 10, maybe even 15 years ago. It was sent to Trail Magazine or something like that. And it was not very nice. Because of it, but I'm sure that things have developed a long way since a decade ago.
Yeah. And our cricket protein bars are one of the best sellers for us in North America, in Canada. So they're great. They taste great. You do need to like work them, you know, like, I mean, mix them with the proper ingredients, the proper thing. And it's not only cricket. There is also some vegetable protein. You need to have a balanced nutrition. But our cricket protein bars are awesome. And I hope they're going to arrive in the UK very soon.
Great. It's great to know that you're using different sources of protein. And that's just, it's really awesome because, that sounds like a really good different type of protein to use, and it's really sustainable. So that's awesome. And so it's designed by athletes, as you've said, and you're sort of fueling them as sort of Ferrari race cars around the courses. So moving on to how to fuel yourself for an ultra, let's talk a bit about how you'd fuel yourself using NAT products for a 50K or maybe a 50-mile race. Talk about what you would recommend using and when. But first of all, maybe we should talk about like the day before. Like, is there anything you should do? Because David Pollard wants to know. He says, I'm training for the Manchester Half Marathon on the 26th of May. So this is not an ultra question, but he said the last marathon he ran was in April last year. So to get his nutrition back on track, what should he eat for breakfast and dinner and tea? He says he's not a cook and he's also up at 5 a.m. and he doesn't get home until 8 p.m. So he doesn't want to start cooking when he gets home. So what should he eat the night before and then for breakfast on the morning of that half marathon? Just while we've got you here, before we start talking about the ultra.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for a half marathon, you don't need to eat that much, but you do need to, if you eat, you need to eat a little bit and you need to eat the right things. So usually in the morning on the night before, or like, let's say 2 or 3 days before, you need to eat simple things. We can still talk about carbohydrate loading and stuff like that, but like usually you will have done that a little bit earlier. But let's say you eat some carbs, so let's say a plate of pasta with an easy protein, so you can add either some vegetable protein that would be easy to have, or a little bit of chicken or eggs, and really something easy that with not too many spices or things that will really like upset your stomach. So it's a little bit boring, but sometimes you need to be boring before a race to not take any problems or to not take any risk. But basically the night before, that's what I would do. Usually when you look at your plate to have a healthy balanced plate, if you visualize your plate and you cut it in four quarters, usually what we say, in a normal life, you should have half of your plate being vegetables and something healthy, one quarter being carbohydrates or pasta, rice, and one quarter being should be like protein source. When you do, you prepare for a race, usually you should remove a corner of vegetable and put carbs. So you should have half your plate being a carbs source, a quarter being still protein, and a quarter still being like easy vegetable, a very well-cooked vegetable, so the fiber are easy to digest. So I like taking this example because it helps visualize what you need. So the day before, that's what I would recommend. In the morning, a little bit the same thing, but easy carbs. So you can have a bowl of oatmeal, something like that. Starting to have some carbohydrates, a little bit of sugar to like get your body running. Not too much protein in the morning, like let's say 2 or 3 hours before a race. Just go on carbs and easy things, and after doing your half marathon, well, you don't need too many things, but like I still recommend, depending of a lot of things and how fast you want to go, to like have some products, easy products maybe to have. So maybe a puree on a half marathon usually is a good thing to have, because it's not going to be too hard to swallow and things like that. So it's easy to go and like, that's what I would say.
It's kind of like your version of gels, isn't it? It's like instead of gels, there's a puree. And the great thing about them is that you can open the top and take what you need and then do it back up again. I think the only improvement would be a leash from here to here so that you don't like drop the top and then have to find it somewhere. Because if you do lose the top, then you have to be very careful about not squishing the pouch so that stuff doesn't
come. Yeah, it's true.
So I would put a little leash on, but of course that's not going to be as good for the environment. So we just have to be careful with the top.
And the gels, well, especially if you're not used to, I mean, the gels are for very specific type of people. Like if you're used to it, it's good. If you're not used to it, I think the purees, for example, is a good alternative, because they're gonna be easier on the stomach. You know, like gels are usually just gonna be carbohydrates and or sugar, simple sugars. And so if you're not used to it, especially during running, it could really upset your stomach. So try to stay on something, I guess, a little bit easier to digest.
Yeah, awesome. And so that's answered the half marathon question. I hope that you enjoyed that answer, David. I know you said you're not a chef, so you could always go to M&S and treat yourself to a salad and a bowl of pasta and do it that way. Maybe a bowl of like chicken pasta or tofu pasta if you're veggie or vegan. So for Ultra then, we know we have to try it in training. So that's where the NAC code comes in, Wild Ginger Running, 15% off, uk.nac.com. But with the NAC products, does it start the night before with those, or is it just on the race or on the start line? When would we start incorporating the waffles, the energy powder for the drink, and the bars and the purees? Like, when does it start?
When does it start? Oh, good question. It could start 2 months, 3 months before a race. It could start in a lot of things. So the NAC product, let's say if we put the drink mix aside, because the drink mix are a little bit different than the other one, a tiny bit. But let's say that most of the NAC product, you can use them in your daily life to make sure that you have the proper carbohydrates, the proper proteins, the proper minerals as well, the electrolytes that you might be missing. For example, in all the NAC products, you're going to have magnesium, which is super important for performing, especially in an ultra. And some people in their daily life, in their daily diet, might be missing of that. So the NAC products are for racing, but they could be very good for preparing for race during like, you know, in your daily life, to make sure you have the proper nutrition coming in. But basically, if the same thing I say, like the NAC, they're not going to replace, let's say, your meal of the night before. They're not here for that. But let's say before race, you could start in the morning. Instead of having a breakfast, you could start having a bar, having a waffle. You know, it's going to help you getting your carbs intake. So they're good for that. After, what you could start doing maybe 1 or 2 hours before the race, it's actually start having a little bit of drink mix in a water bottle. So it's gonna like start having your body, you know, being like, okay, we're gonna start the race soon. You know, it's gonna kind of like be like, okay, the sugars start to come. I'm gonna start to like be in a metabolism that is gonna be able to race. So that's what I will say, really, like in the day or in the morning of a race. And after you have the race, obviously, but usually you need to prepare for the race way in advance. So I don't know how much in details you want me to go on the preparation phase, because it could be very long.
Yeah, well, I was thinking that we would talk about the actual race itself and what you'd use when, but that's a really good point to raise. Like, you're going to have to use these in training, aren't you? And every long run that you do, basically, should be a bit like what you're going to do on the race. I've just shown a couple of these that you were talking about, the energy drink there that you were talking about. They do a lime flavour, and there's also this really nice melon flavour as well. Which I have yet to open. What would you do then on your long run? How would you use NAC products on your long run? Would it just be exactly the same as on a race?
Yeah, exactly. So basically, to really make it short and sweet, basically what you want to do, let's say 2 or 3 months before the race, is to start to plan your nutrition. The same way you're going to plan your training, you should plan your nutrition training.
I never do that. This is gold information here.
and they really go hand in hand. And I feel like a lot of people don't do it, and it's a shame, because you're going to spend 3 months of your life training, and the nutrition usually comes like maybe a week or two before the race. You're going to start asking yourself, okay, what am I going to do? And sometimes it's too late, and you just train 3 months for something that is not going to be. Maybe you're still going to race well, but you might not enjoy it as well as you could have done. So basically, 3 months before the race, start planning your nutrition according to your needs, according to your personal preference. If you like solid products, you like liquid products, you like semi-liquid products, and start running with them. So on your long run, you should start basically maybe go small, you know, like start having a bar, start having a puree, because you don't realize how your body is not used to eating while you run. So basically, the idea is really 3 months before, do your plan and start running on your small run, your long run, and at the end of the day, you should be able to train like you run and run like you train. That's what we say, right? And if you don't know how to do that, you can go on the NAC website. We have a nutrition app that helps you planning your nutrition for all the UTMB World Series race, but also for any race. So if your race is not in it, you can just say, okay, I'm running a 50K, a marathon, a half marathon. I would like to do that time. My weight is like this. I would like those products. And it gives you like a sort of general plan. And it's a good way to start planning your nutrition.
Yeah, that does sound
good.
So
that's a before.
I'll put a link to the app in the film description below, and also in the podcast show notes so that people can find that. I didn't know about that app, so I'm going to have a look at that, and it can tell me what to eat when.
Yeah, and so after for an ultra, let's say so if we really go on the race day, for a 50K or a 50 miles, what you need to see, as I said, you go plan your nutrition, and let's say you need, you look at the calorie you're going to need per hour. That's what we do at NAC. It's a little bit different than other brands, because some brands are going to look at the carbohydrates, some are going to look at maybe the proteins, the water, the electrolytes. And it's a little bit hard to figure out what to do in the middle of all that if you're not an expert.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So what we do at NAC is that all the Ultra Energy products will have a similar nutrition. So all the Ultra Energy products are going to bring you some protein, some carbohydrates, some electrolytes, et cetera, et cetera. And so after, you can just look at the calorie. So every bar is going to be 200 calories. Every drink mix is going to be 250 calories. Every puree is going to be 200 calories. So it, we kind of like made it in a way that it's easy to calculate.
Yeah.
And so depending on your preference, let's say if you want, usually we're going to recommend being between 250 calories and 350 calories per hour. So let's say if you are 350 calories per hour, well, what I would recommend, the basic stuff is to have the drink mix. The drink mix is great because it's going to bring you a lot of carbohydrates, 55 grams. So you're going to have a mix of long and short carbohydrates. You're going to have some proteins in it, some BCAAs, some electrolytes. So it's very complete. It's easy to drink, and it brings you everything you need for an ultra. So if you put that in one of your flasks and you switch it every hour, you're at least sure you have 250 calories. Oh. And so at least you have that. And it's easy to drink. It helps you also getting your water, because nobody talks about water intake, but it's very important. So basically, the drink mix is kind of like the base the baseline to go. Mm-hmm. And after, depending of the moment of the race, your preference, you can add half a bar. So it's going to bring you 100 calories. You cut the bar in half, or like, you know, it's easy to figure it out. You can have half a puree. You can have maybe half a waffle or a thing like that. And so switch from one to another.
You can't have half a waffle.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to have half a waffle. But basically, the idea, the general idea is that it's really to, if possible, if you're okay with the drink mix, and most of the people are, if you're not used to it, you should train with it, because it's a lot of calories to get in liquid, and it's not, I mean, it's not, let's say, normal for a lot of people.
Yeah, I tried this, and I tried it with the amount of water it said, and I found that I had to double it to start with to get used to it, because otherwise it was just quite a lot.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, it's not too sweet, so that is good.
Yeah. So it's really the thing.
By diluting it a bit, if you want to, and then sort of gradually like make it more and more potent.
yeah. Exactly. And after, so during a 50K, it's going to depend of the time you want to do and everything. But let's say if you split it per hour, that's what I would say. That's what I would recommend, you know, like doing drink mix and adding some product here and there. After, it doesn't mean that you always have to have the drink mix. If really you're sick of it for some time, you can spend an hour in your race just doing a puree and a bar, you know, and like, so it's going to bring you different type of flavor, different type of texture, and it's good to have as well. And after you have specific moments in a race that we recommend specific type of product, for example, at the beginning of a race in the first hour or two, usually we're gonna recommend more liquid products. So it's for multiple reasons, but some people say that they prefer solid, so it's not a general rule, but usually a race can stop very quick, so you want something that is easy to digest right from the get-go. So that's why sometimes in the first hour or two you want to just stay in liquid, so having drink mix and puree, you know. So just for the beginning, and after, during the race, especially during like high up or during the night, maybe have a little bit of solids. So having some bars, you can have some caffeine bar during the night if you're really doing a long or a night run to stay a little bit focused, a little bit more focused. And that's kind of like what I would say.
Awesome. That sounds really exciting. I probably am going to switch up what I do now, because I don't I don't really put anything but water in my drink bottles, so mainly because I can't be bothered to clean them. So I'm going to try doing my next race with this. Like I did the Arc of Attrition, which went it went super well, but I just wasn't very well trained. I used a lot of these peanut. These are my favourite, the peanut chocolate bars, and these waffles. I used a lot of those, and a bit of this berries bar as well, just to mix things up, which was great. And then I used a bit of real food as well, because obviously it's quite a long day, and you know, you want a bit of like actual tuna sandwich for your lunch. But I think on my next run, which is a 40 mile, it's the Coventry Way 40 miler, my next ultra in April, I'm going to use this lime drink, and I'm also going to use this, the watermelon version of it as well, because if you have like say one lime, then one watermelon, then maybe like one bar and waffle hour, it's nice because there's a lot of different things that you can mix up over those hours, can't you? So I'm going to try that. I'm going to train with that. I've got a long run coming up on Sunday, so I'm going to put this in my bottles. But the other thing, the other item of drink that I, before we come onto the protein powder, the other item of drink that I wanted you to talk to us about was this, the salted soup mix, which I don't have to demonstrate here because I sent a load to our coach on the Wild Ginger Running, Tim. He's doing the Chianti 100K, in a couple of weekends time. And there's NAC products there, so he wanted me to send him some to try. So I sent him the salty mix because I'm too scared to try it. But yeah, tell us a bit about the salted soup mix, because it's in a packet like this. It's a salty soup.
Yeah. So well, first you shouldn't be scared to try it. It's it's a little bit saltier than the normal drink mix. But basically, the idea behind that is because we are actual runners in the company. We're always talking with our runners or pro. It could be the pro runners or the amateur runner, the community and stuff like that. And we know that after a few hours or after a very long ultra, you just can't get sweet anymore. You know, it's like you get sick of it. You have to, I don't know, you have to do something about it. And some people just start having like very salty crackers on the aid station or drinking very salty soup and things like that to really like clean their mouth. And we just went from this idea. We're like, okay, some people at one point, after 20 hours, they just want a very, very salty soup to just like clean their palate get something savory, different. Like, yeah, and so yeah, we were like, okay, could we get this soup? But because those soups sometimes they're savory and things like that, but they could be very salty, and it's going to bring you a lot of fluid with not some empty calories, but like they're not, it's not the same calories than the rest. And so it could like actually mess up a little bit your fluid balance. Mm-hmm. So we're like, could we do a soup, but we still the same nutrition than like a normal energy drink mix? So we started working on that. That's how we started this project. And basically we managed to make the exact same nutrition than a normal drink mix. So the salted soup is actually the same nutrition than like the lime or the watermelon, drink mix. So you're still gonna have 8 grams of proteins. You're still gonna have 55 grams of carbohydrates. You're still gonna have you're actually gonna have a little bit more electrolytes because it's a little bit saltier than the normal drink mix, which is what people like. But basically, it just tastes like soup. You just take like a light, let's say, vegetable soup. You can have it either hot or cold, which is very, very specific. So, for example, you can have it in an aid station, like a normal soup, hot, but like you will have the nutrition that you get with any NAC product. You could have it cold in your flask because it's very good cold.
Yeah.
And you could even have it warm in a flask during the night. So let's say you could have it like a warm drink mix during the night and just drink soup while running. and getting the nutrition.
A hot soup instead of a hot chocolate, because you'll be totally like sweeted out by then.
Yeah.
You want a nice savory soup. Now you're really selling it to me, Gregoire. Like, you're doing a great and excellent job here. I am going to order one and I'm going to use it.
you should. When we were at the UTMB at the aid station at night, we were serving it to runners and they were loving it. So it was mostly warm. And some people realized they were drinking it in a bowl and they were like, but wait, I could put that in a flask. And we're like, yeah, you should put it in a flask. Yeah. And so some people were doing it and they loved it.
Yeah, taking it with them. Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that's excellent. So have we covered everything that you would take on the race, like in your backpack with you? Because I was thinking we could move on to the recovery powder now, unless there's anything else, like is there any new products coming out that you wanted to mention in the sort of take it on the race remit?
That's what I would say. You talked a little bit about the I can give you a little clue if you want. It's like you talked a little bit about the drink mix, so we're going to come up with new flavors during the year, so you should expect new flavors coming up. And also we're going to improve the recipe, so as you say, it could be like a little bit too heavy. So we've been working for a while now on like an improved recipe of our drink mix with still the same nutrition, still the same flavor, but just to make it easier to drink. And so it will come up in the next, let's say, couple months. So
awesome.
Yeah, well.
I'll be sure to order some and tell everybody about that. Well, that is great. I'm definitely going to use the drink mix more, and I'll get Tim to send me that back, the soup, the salty soup, in time for my race in April and use it on that as well. That sounds awesome. And then I have actually been using this recovery powder. But I'm really glad that I'm being sponsored by NAC for this year, because usually I'm very slapdash when it comes to nutrition. I'm just like, oh yeah, I'll just eat that jelly baby. I'll just have a Jaffa cake there. And then afterwards, I just, you know, don't do anything and then just have a meal a few hours later, or just get home really hungry and then just eat whatever's in front of me. So I've been using this NAC recovery protein. And again, the thing that I like about it is not really, really sweet. Like, it's got like a sweet vanilla taste to it, but it's not sickly like other protein powders that I've tried in the past. So I've been really enjoying using this, actually. And sometimes if I just want a nice milkshake, I'll, you know, blend up some like milk, some cherries, some peanut butter, and then a scoop of this. And it's blooming gorgeous, actually. So, what would you say about this? Like I'm doing that right, aren't I? I'm using it at the end. Or would you use it in the middle of an ultra? If it's really long, like 100 miles, would you want a bit of this?
Yeah, well, that's actually you got the two good answers here. So usually this product is made for recovery, so it's gonna be after an ultra or in your daily life, you know, in your training, in your 3 months training after every run, make sure that like you get this muscle recovery right. So it's basically just a mix of complete protein that you can use, and it's gonna bring you all the protein, all the BCAA you need to support your muscle and make sure you don't get too sore and things like that. So that's what it's made for initially. But after doing a very long ultra, 100 mile, what we actually see some of our pro athletes getting some shaker of that in the middle of the race, and they can actually get like more than one. They get two or three shakers sometimes. So it's going to bring you to make sure you get enough protein, enough BCA during your run to make sure to kind of like push back the muscle fatigue. So you could actually get it, do it during a very long ultra. Mm-hmm. You need to train for it because it's still like a lot of protein to get in the middle of, you know, your madness, as we say. Yeah. But once you get used to it, it's very, very good because not a lot of people can do it. And you get proteins from the NAC product, the other NAC product. But let's say that when we talk about BCA and protein, the more the better. So if you can actually have a shaker in the middle of the run. Maybe don't mix it with milk because it could maybe be a little bit harder on your stomach. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it could be great. It could bring you like a lot of BCAA and help you in terms of protein.
So you don't need to mix it with milk. You mix it with, like, I have soya milk at home because this is plant-based. So
you can,
it would be yeah, a bit funny you can, to put milk with it. Well, you could put milk with it, but would you put it with water then?
Yeah, you can put it. I mean, usually in your daily life, I would say put it with vegetable milk, like a soy milk or something. You can also mix it with water. It's it tastes better with milk, honestly. Mm-hmm. But it works well with water as well. Mm-hmm. And
I just mix it up in a bottle, mm-hmm. and then it's really yummy. I suppose you could have it warm as well, couldn't you? Like as a hot.
You could. You can use it even in your recovery. If you're like kind of sick of just having it as a shaker, you can mix it, as you say, with in a smoothie. You can mix it in a cake. A lot of people are doing that. You can make add it to like a muffin mix and make kind of like protein muffins out of it. You can do a lot of things with it. Yeah.
Oh, have you got the recipes for that on the NAC app or on NAC website?
If you go on the NAC website, we have a few recipes with that. We also have some recipe. Some of our athletes, one of our athletes in France is actually a chef in a restaurant in Chamonix, and he made some recipe using, well, this protein powder, but also, for example, protein nut butter and things like that, and he made a cake with it. So there is a lot of recipe on the NAC website if you go.
Wow.
See. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, that's really good to know. Ah, that's awesome. So I think we've covered everything about doing an ultra from using products from NAC. Is there anything that you are excited about for NAC over the coming year, for 2024?
Yeah, a lot of things. So we're working on a lot of, as I say, a little bit, a lot of new products. So you should have, we have a big new product that should come out in the coming months. So get ready for that, or stay tuned for that. A new ultra energy product that will complete the range. And after, we're working on a lot of new things, a lot of product for before and after the run as well, because we see that it's very important, and it's nice for people to have things, you know, to use in their daily life and to help in their training plan, because it's good to help during a race, but we see that if you don't prepare properly, it could be messy. So we're working on a lot of product like that as well. So yeah, a lot of things coming up for this year and for next year. So yeah, we're very excited.
Awesome. I've just got a couple of live questions. Mm-hmm. Arlene, she's over in the US. She says, is NAC available in the US? I think it is.
Yes. NAC is available in, I'm not going to say in all the country, but virtually all the country, but the US, yeah. The US would be available in the US almost since the beginning, because we're in Canada, so we can ship to the US very easily. And available in the US for sure.
Awesome. Well, that's good, because she's over there. And then Tadeusz wants to know if it's available in Ireland.
Yes.
I don't see why it shouldn't be.
Yes.
Awesome. So you can get some of that yourself there, Tadeusz. And Hannah says, do they sell single items or a taster pack with like one bit of all their stuff in to try? Because I have noticed you do, like, presumably for environmental reasons, you sell like big refill packs like this. And then when you get these, they're in like a box of 12. And when you get the bars, they're in like a box of 10 or 12. Do you do like a little taster pack that people could get their hands on just to try it out with their 15% discount with the Wild Ginger Running code at uk.nat.com there?
We do normally, and we have like what we call a discovery pack, where you have one of each product. It's available normally, I think it's available in Europe, in UK. If it's not available in UK, it will be soon. So we do have like a discovery pack you can order to discover all the product. That's why it's called like that. And after, in terms of individual products, so we don't sell individually on our website, but we do sell individually in store. So normally you can go on a website, look at a store near you, and if you just want one bar, one waffle, they're sold individually in store.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So what you're buying online is like what the shops would buy, like a big rack of them with the
Yeah, for example.
Okay. Ah, that's brilliant. Oh, well, it is really brilliant to be sponsored by NAC this year. And I just want to say thank you to everybody at NAC for the sponsorship of the live broadcast and podcast here at Wild Ginger Running. I am definitely looking forward to eating more of these bars and waffles on my next ultra, which is the Coventry Way 40. And in particular, I'm going to be trying these out, the energy drink powders, because I think from what you've said there, Gregoire, in your very good load of information there, I think that that is the way forward. So that is what I'm going to be trying. And if anybody wants to try NAC, I don't know if I've mentioned, but there is a 15% discount code, which is Wild Ginger Running, just all caps, at uk.nac.com. So get, fill your boots, people, and give it a try, because it sounds brilliant. Like, I'm really excited about the sustainability of NAC. I like the healthy balance of nutritional elements that go into each product, the simplicity of the calories, just one thing or one and a half things per hour, and I like that you test them on athletes as well, and also real people like me. So yeah, so I'm enjoying using NAC, and it's been really great to chat to you, Gregoire, today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was great to always great to chat about nutrition and ultra.
Awesome. Where can people find out more about NAC or about what you're doing with your innovations?
Well, they can go on NAC.com, on our website. They can follow us on social media. So we're very active on Instagram and things like that. So for any news, as you say, I think you say, we're the official partner of the UTMB World Series. So any UTMB World Series race near you, normally we should be there. We should have a booth, a NAC booth, where like you can come, try the product, ask about as to the NAC people about the product and things like that. In the UK, we'll be in Ultra Trail Snowdonia in a few months, not too long. So yeah, a mix of all that, and if you really have questions, if you can find what you're looking for, you can always contact us on the email that I think it's hello@nac.com. So yeah.
Awesome. Oh, brilliant. Well, Alex on the live chat says, that was super helpful. Thank you so much. I will definitely be trying more NAC products. So you've sold one thing today. Well done there, Gregoire. And thank you, Alex, for watching. I'm glad you're enjoying eating NAC. But yeah, thank you so much, Gregoire. And good luck in your next event with NAC.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.